Librarians are used to scanning books, but the librarians themselves may be getting scanned if a local council in suburban Melbourne has its way. AM can reveal that the city of Monash in Melbourne southeast is planning to introduce vein scanning technology to track employees' work hours. The council says it's still considering the plan and has made no definite decision. But the Australian Services Union says the council has confirmed it is planning to introduce the scanners into libraries next month. Victoria's Privacy Commissioner says she's surprised a local council would consider using such technology. Here's Sue Lennon.
Look at me.
Positive for Howard Marks.
I'm placing you under arrest for the future murder of Sarah Marks.
Actor Tom Cruise uses iris scanning technology to identify a criminal in the Hollywood movie Minority Report. Biometric technology like iris, fingerprint and vein scanning is big in the movies, and it's set to come to a workplace near you soon. More and more employers are using the technology for rosters to make sure their workers clock on and clock off when they are meant to. The city of Monash in Melbourne's southeast plans to introduce vein pattern recognition technology next month for rostering purposes. Igor Grattan is Assistant Branch Secretary at the Australian Services Union.
Look, our members are just concerned about the invasion of privacy. They're concerned about where this information is going to be stored, what will happen with the information when they leave council, who owns the information, what's the legal ramifications, what about staff who are under 18 years, what about their rights?
The vein scanners are made by Japanese company Hitachi, which has installed tens of thousands of scanners at automatic teller machines in Japan. It works by capturing the vein patterns in a person's fingers. The patterns are then stored as a master for future scans. The council refused to do an interview with AM, saying they were looking at the technology for use in libraries, but had not decided to go ahead with it yet. But Igor Grattan says the union got confirmation from the council that it's planning to install the scanners next month.
Now, the council told me it's only in the libraries, it's not in the residential care or the aquatic centres.
At this stage. They've even said it's not going to be used down the depot at this stage. So everything they say has got the at this stage.
So at this stage, it's the library only?
Well, yes, at this stage, it was going to be the leisure centre, and they backed off from that. But I can give you a direct quote. It has been recently brought to my attention that council intends to implement this system in the infrastructure service area.
In the infrastructure service?
Yeah, infrastructure service areas.
The other issue is where the biometric material will be stored and how secure it would be. Helen Versey is Victoria's Privacy Commissioner.
It sounds surprising that you would need it for a library, for example, or an aquatic centre. But again, without knowing the facts of the case, I wouldn't like to say definitely whether it would be a breach of the Information Privacy Act or not. But they would also have the other considerations, of course, that if they're creating a database of their employees' biometrics, then that does raise some significant issues in terms of data security.
Governments and companies already use biometric technology to check the identities of their staff and protect sensitive information. While the technology is becoming more popular, security experts warn there are risks. Stephen Wilson runs Lockstep Consulting, which advises governments and corporations.
The risk is that you need a master copy, like a master scan, against which people are compared when they're coming and going. And the security of that master scan is absolutely critical. The weakest link in any security system is usually a person. Database administrator holding the keys with access to these master copies is actually in a position of great power and influence and potentially is corruptible. This data is increasingly valuable and attractive to organised crime.
It's a brave new world where privacy is in danger of becoming an outdated concept.
Sue Lennon reporting.